I can do that.
Right. That's the way you'd say it.
I'd be glad to do it.
All right. If you say that you can not do it, how would you say that? No, I
just can't do it.
Right. Just can't do it. And so if you're not able to do something, you say, I'd like to, but I
just can't.
Right. Okay, somebody asks you about sundown to do some work, and you say, I got up to work before sunup, and I blanked all I'm going to today.
Worked all I'm going to work today.
Very, very good. If you are talking about the fact that so few of your old friends are still alive, you might say, I've spent all week looking for my high school classmates, and it seems they're...
all gone.
Right. All gone. It's a good way of... how else would you say it? There was a terrible accident up the road, but there was no need to call a doctor because the victim was...
done dead.
By the time he got there, right. And in such a situation, he blanked to be careful.
He forgot.
Right, to be careful.
Be careful.
Or speaking of the fact that the corn seems short, you might say, at this time of year, it blanked taller.
It grew taller?
Well, it maybe grew, but it isn't as tall as it...
it used to get, or it's,
well,
it's tall as it ought to be.
Right, that's the word, as it ought to be. Now, I'll dare you to go through the graveyard tonight, but I'll bet you...
you get scared.
Yeah, I don't think this hint here gave it to you much. When you take... let's see, I'll dare you to go through the graveyard now, but I'll bet you... and blank.
That you'd be afraid?
Yeah, but you... bet you that you shouldn't. How would you say it?
That you... wish you hadn't.
Right. Would you say daren't? They got that down as a possibility. Would you say that? But you daren't do it.
Oh.
I've heard a few times someone say, but very seldom. Very seldom. But how's another way that they should, you might say it?
I think you'd be afraid to go unless somebody's with you.
Uh-huh. Okay, and how about the word dasn't?
Doesn't go.
Dasn't. No, dasn't do that. That still isn't quite right.
No, don't say
so that. I don't think those two words are part of your vocabulary. Okay, you know, or you knew when you first agreed to go that you blanked to tell your mother.
You forgot to tell your mother.
Right. And that you ought to have done it. What would you say?
You should have told her.
That's the word, should. Our boy got a whipping. And you say, I bet he did something he...
ought not to done.
Right. And in refusing it a very strong... no. Here's it. Will you do it, is the question. And you'll say, no, I
didn't do it.
Well, now, but it's not didn't, but it's... I'm asking you now. I'm going to ask you, would you do it for me? And you say, no, I
can't.
Well, not only can't, but you...
don't want to.
Right. Well, you don't want to, but just will not. What would you say for will not?
Well, I just won't do it.
That's the word, won't. This is interesting. Did you say something without telling
me? Answers it up and put it on the thing first.
The easiest way to do this is to have a phrase and just say blank in the place. And it comes right to your mind, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The suggested word. Okay, when you get something done that was hard work all by yourself, and your friend was standing around without helping you, then what would you say? You got something that was hard work, and you did all of yourself, and your friend was standing by just watching. You didn't help at all. You would say, You
could have helped me.
That's right. You could have helped me. You might have helped. You could have helped is what you said, and that was right. Then suggesting the possibility of being able to do something, you say, I'm not sure, but I...
I'll try.
Or you say, if it quits raining by Thursday, I blank get...